Let's just read from Luke chapter 1. We're going to read about 9 or 10 verses here from verse 26. And it says this: "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy," so Elizabeth is Mary's cousin, "God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David, and his name was Joseph, and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her and said, 'Good morning, you're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you.' She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, 'Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. And he will be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom.' And Mary said to the angel, 'But how? I've never slept with a man.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is 6 months pregnant. Nothing you see is impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say.' Then the angel left her." So I just want to look at one verse, which I think you've already picked it out for me. Now, but verse 28 said this: "Upon entering, Gabriel greeted Mary and said, 'Good morning, you're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you.'" Ladies, how would you feel if someone greeted you that way first thing in the morning? Just ask my wife. She'll explain it all to you. Wouldn't you love it if your husband said that to you in the morning? I can imagine the effect it would have on my wife if I said that to her. "Good morning, Lorraine. You are beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you today." The Bible says that Mary was stunned and was thoroughly shaken by this greeting. And I know that Lorraine would be stunned and shaken if I said something like that. But it's a beautiful, powerful, personal greeting, isn't it? I mean, it's an incredible way to open a conversation with someone. And it's not just coming from some random person or even a spouse or a parent. This greeting is coming from God. And guys, just so you don't feel left out, I had a look and I found one for you as well. I had to go a long way back. I had to go to the Old Testament, but I found something. But there's a guy called Gideon in the Old Testament, and check out how the angel of God greets Gideon in the book of Judges. He says this in Judges 6, verse 12. "When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, 'The Lord is with you, mighty warrior.'" Hey. Can you imagine your wife waking you up in the morning and saying, "I know you fight for our family every day. You work hard, you make sacrifices. I even know you take a bullet for us without even thinking about it. So as you go through your day to day, remember this: the Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Guys, we'd be gobsmacked, eh? We'd be gobsmacked. Probably wouldn't even know what to say. But for Mary and for Gideon, the angel meant what he said. What was happening was that each one of them was hearing from God exactly what God thinks of them. They were hearing exactly what God thinks of them. So is that your understanding of God? Is that what you think God thinks of you? I meet a lot of people and they can't even hear God saying anything good to them at all. They think the only bad stuff is from God. See, if Mary had thought like this, she would have heard God saying, "Good morning, you pathetic loser, you teenage, naive, insignificant, clueless, immature one." You see, don't we often just do ourselves down and we think the worst of ourselves, and then automatically we think that that's what God thinks of us? But when you hear God greeting his people, he greets them in ways like this, in a way that shows how much he cares, loves, and cherishes us. If Gideon had thought, like many of us, he'd have heard God say, "The Lord is with you," and a good thing too, because you're a bit of a failure. You're weak-minded, weak-willed, insecure, undisciplined. You'll never amount to much. But no, God says to Mary, "You're beautiful inside and out." And he says to Gideon, "You're a mighty warrior." Some of us have a vision of God that's so messed up, but we think that God is in words like that. The negative words, we hear our negative thoughts and think what we're hearing is the voice of God. But God says to you, "Good morning, beautiful. And the Lord is with you, mighty warrior." That's how God speaks to us. And as I've said, Mary's response was that she was stunned. The scripture says she was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. Maybe even suspicious. "What on earth was God going to ask of me?" she was thinking. "Am I being buttered up for something?" And the angel knew that Mary was afraid of what might happen next. Because when God speaks to you, you don't know what's coming next. So the angel said to her, as angels often do in scriptures, "Mary, you have nothing to fear." Angels quite often come in scripture and say, "Fear not." So what I want us to see here more than anything else, that when God came to Mary, or when the angel came to Mary, is absolutely nothing to do with Mary's worthiness. There's nothing to do with the good things that she had done. You see, Mary is not chosen because she's beautiful. She's beautiful because she's chosen. And Mary isn't especially worthy or holy or spiritual. She's just like everyone else. And God's entire point in having Jesus be born of a woman, now remember this, God doesn't need people to make people. He made people out of nothing. But he chose that Jesus be born of a woman, and it was because he wanted Jesus to be born of someone like us. Someone like us, ordinary, just like us. He wanted his son to be born in the same way that we're all born, born in the same into the same conditions that we're born into. And if we miss the normality and the ordinariness and the non-specialness of Mary, we miss what we're being told here. With the story of Mary, we're being asked to believe that God chose someone just like us to be the mother of God. We're being asked to understand that it wasn't Mary's specialness that got her chosen, it was her chosenness that made her special. And this is also true of you, it's true of me. God comes to you just like he came to Mary when you don't know who you are. And God comes to you when, like Mary, you think, "Oh, I'm just this, I'm just that, I'm a nobody really." And God comes and says, "I've got a surprise for you, because it's in you that I will be born. It's in you, in your heart, in your mind, in your body, that I will reveal my glory. And it's in your ordinariness that I will show my greatness." And of course, we have to know that we are not chosen because we are special. We are special because we are chosen. And did you know that God has chosen everyone? The angel said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people." When you read through the gospel, Jesus talks about he came for all people. So we have all been chosen by God to be God's dwelling place. But of course, just because we're chosen doesn't mean we accept. See, Mary had a choice. Mary was chosen, but she had to say yes. So God has chosen you. God has chosen you. But God gave us this thing called free will, and he doesn't impose himself on us. He says, "I've come for you, I have chosen you, but will you choose me?" I must say this every week in this church, but God just wants us to say yes. He just wants us to say yes. And our brokenness and our desperation and our disappointment and our mess. He just wants us to say yes. We're already chosen. He's just waiting for us to choose him. So I just want to encourage you this Christmas is to say yes to God and to choose him because he has chosen you.